Youth Express begins now. And one of the stories that was a winner in the WQED writing competition this year was a story called The Secret Life of Greenwood. And we have the author of that story with us. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I know your name, but I'd like you to say it so you can introduce yourself to people listening. What's your name?
My name is Ra.
And how old are you?
6 years old.
It's very nice to have you with us. Can you remind me what your story was about, The Secret Life of Greenwood?
I cannot.
What happens in it?
There's just a woodcutter. He tries to cut a tree, but there's a lion that comes and scares him away.
And so the tree ends up being safe.
Yeah.
Do you like to write?
What?
Do you like to make stories?
Yeah, yes.
What do you like about making a story? What do you enjoy about that, Arv?
The thing is, like, when I'm making stories, I keep winning, and that makes me, write even better stories.
So, as you get into it and write, it makes you just want to keep getting better and better. And maybe, do you sometimes think you're only going to write for a short time, but you end up writing for a long time?
Yeah.
I thought that might be the case. Who else is in your family?
I just have a small family over here, but I usually live in India, so in India I have a very big family.
I see. How often are you in the United States? Are you here, do you go to school in the United States?
Yeah, I just go here.
And I understand you go to... You're in the Chartier Valley School District, is that right?
Yeah.
And what grade are you going into?
Second.
Well, that's exciting. Were you there for first grade, too?
Yes.
And then do you go to India during the summertime or for holidays?
Last time I went to the winter because my school ended in the winter, but this time my school used to end in the summer, so I just went in the summer.
So you got back not too long ago.
Yeah.
So I've never been to India. And I'm curious, how is India different than Pittsburgh or the United States?
In India, whenever it's in the morning, buses go all around and we'll be very busy. But in Pittsburgh, the buses don't, just go slowly. There will be no cars because of the buses.
So things move very, very fast in the morning near where you are in India. Lots of buses and, hustle quickly. What other things are different?
The other things are, the scariest thing is in India cockroaches actually really fly, but in America cockroaches just walk.
They just walk, but in India they fly.
Yeah.
I saw a big spider this morning and it got me thinking a lot about about bugs and things. How do you think the two countries are the same from your perspective? Are there things that are similar?
No, not really, because in India, they just make some woods and make their house, because over there the houses, they have no money to spend over there, but the cars, they don't just make in wood.
So a lot of homes that you've observed are made out of wood instead of, say, brick.
Yeah.
But cars are still made out of metal, like they are here. If you're just joining us, this is Arav. He's one of the winners of the WQED Write On Writers Competition, and he's going to be entering second grade. Are you excited about going back to school?
Yes.
Do you know what you'll be learning this year or what you would like to learn about?
I like to learn about science and all that stuff.
I like those things too. Can you tell me something scientific that you know about?
Like, in over there, in that's in my school, there's some room called a steam room, and whenever we go inside there, we just make some science stuff.
So steam, like steam coming out, and you don't mean that kind of steam. You mean STEAM, right?
Yeah.
Science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. What do you like to make in that room?
Like, one time we were making some kind of slime called Oobleck. I like to make, like, that one.
You like to make slime? That sounds like fun. Now, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, but all of them were just in India.
They're all in India, and your parents are here with you this morning?
Yeah, and one of the family members just got married to someone, and they just had a baby.
That's exciting. Is this one of your brothers or sisters, or who got married?
Like, it's like one of my mom's sisters, I think.
So that means you have a cousin, I believe, if I'm doing my...
No, not a cousin, because it's really a girl. I know it.
Well, cousins can be boys or girls.
Yeah, and the only cousin is in my India home, and that's... I only have one boy over there, and just, like, five sisters over there.
Wow. Is it hard to go back and forth between India and the United States?
Yeah, like, because I was going on to lots of flights when I was going to India, and back here I was very good. That the two first flights were very, very small, so I just went.
I see. So that could be that's a lot. It takes a lot of time to fly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I would imagine. What about in terms of how you live? Do you like being... there aren't many people who can say they live in two different places. Do you like that?
Yeah.
It sort of gives you the best of all worlds.
Yeah, because I just go there because my school take is the last day. But this time, the school, I was not in the last day.
I see. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Like, when I was little, I want to be into a construction worker, but now when I'm big, I'm just in a confusion what to be.
As you get older, I think you discover how many different things you can be, and it's nice, you can be pretty much whatever you want to be once you figure it out. I liked construction when I was little, too, being able to see things. Do you know how to build things? Have you built anything?
Yeah, in school, sometimes I build, but sometimes I went to my friend's house. And in my friend's house, whenever it's the morning, they have some blocks, and I just build in those blocks.
Well, that's exciting to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Do you like any sports, or do you like to do anything outside for fun?
Oh, I like a billions of sports. I like hockey, football, soccer, and all those.
And do you like to play?
Yeah, but my mom, she doesn't put me in any class. She only put me in the hockey class.
Well, hockey's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you skate? Or do you play on the ground?
No, I'm skating so I could play hockey. But the hardest thing is, in America, we gotta skate in the ice. But in India, they're, very lucky because they don't have to skate in the ice. There will be no ice over there, so they just walk and play hockey.
Oh, and which do you prefer to do? Do you like to play on ice, or do you like to play on ground?
I like to do both, but the only thing is, if I do it in ice, sometimes when I was going to skating, I keep fall down.
Yeah, I used to be very good at skating when I was young, and as I've gotten older, I'm not as good at it. That's because the bigger you get, the easier it is to fall,
The very first class when I was going to skating, I was just... I was very scared. I was not gonna touch my leg on the ice, but then my mom was just pushing me to go, so I just marched over there, but I was like not better than the first time. But in little days I started like marching fast and skating.
If you're just joining us, this is Arav, who is going in the second grade at Chartiers Valley, living in Scott Township, sometimes living in India. He's one of the winning writers in the WQED Write On Writers Contest. Do you know how to cook? Is there anything you like to cook?
Ooh, I only made like one food.
And what's that?
Honey, coconut, orange juice.
Honey, coconut, orange juice. How do you make it?
Like first I squeeze some orange, then like I put some coconut water, then what I do is put some honey, then mix it up, and then I sometimes put some orange for a decoration on it.
That sounds very nice. Do you make that for yourself or for somebody else?
Like I took one video, but in that one, I gave it to my friend to drink it, and I was like, and my mom was like very silly. I was coming to drink the orange juice. She just took a video of that.
Well, that's nice. That's like, that's a job you could have of making these nice drinks for other people.
Yeah, and that's the only video that I have in my YouTube channel.
You've got a YouTube channel, and yeah, that's your video. Well, you can have more. You're 7, right?
Yeah.
So there's more. Do you have any pets at home? Any animals?
Like, I don't have, like, dogs, cats, like that, but I only have a fish.
What's your fish's name?
Charlie, Chimney, and Popeye, and Oil.
So you have 4.
Yeah, but one of them just died. That was Oil.
That happens.
Yeah, because
sometimes.
One time I was in India, and when that time, my dad was going to play basketball, but when he saw like Oil was just swimming really crooked, and then when my dad came back from basketball, it just died.
Aw, that would happen to me when I had fish, too. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm really so happy to take time to talk. Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
I think my brain today morning is not focusing a lot, so I don't know.
Oh, I think your brain is very well focused. And I'm so happy that you like to write and express yourself. You're really good at that, I think. And congratulations on your story. Are you working on any new stories at all?
Just now in this month's story competition, I'm like thinking now what to do. Like, I'm not working now, but I'm just thinking what story to do.
To come up with some new ideas to write.
Yeah.
And plus, you've got school that's coming up, too. School starts next week for you?
No, school already started.
Oh gosh. What day did it start last week?
It just started on, I don't know. My mom, only she knows everything.
She does. Well, it was just last, probably Thursday or Friday, Wednesday, it started. Huh. So this will be the 4th day coming up. Well, it's very nice to talk with you, Arav. I really enjoyed our conversation. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on doing so well on the writing contest. I hope you keep writing, and I can't wait to see what your next story is going to be. Thank you for being here.
Okay.
That's Arav, who is 7. Oh, did you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Who's here with you?
Like, my friends in my neighborhood, like, Sid, he's one of my friends.
Sid?
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Anybody else?
Like, another one who's an Indian, his name is Gagan.
Well, he'll get a chance to hear this online, if not listening right now. And who are these people that are here with you over there?
My mom, my dad.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And congratulations again.
Okay.
That's Arav, who is in second grade at Chartiers Valley. And one of the winners of this year's WQED Write On Writers Contest.